welcome to the show.
Hello.
I've got to turn up everybody's microphone. I kind of lost track of time today. So I was like, wow, it's 1:50. And so I just ran in here and got everything set up. And amazingly, we made it to air like 2 minutes late. So sorry about the wait, everybody who's watching us live and, you know, everything like that.
Hola.
I watched our video that we recorded live last week, and I took some pointers off of that. So today there's going to be no silence doing commercials, so you won't blow your brains out.
Yep.
Nice.
God, what was that?
Sorry, I also should take pointers on not coughing.
I saw baby come out of your mouth, man.
I saw baby come out. And, well, I think that's about the only tip that we had that came off that, is that there's no silence during commercials. But regardless, welcome to the show. You can call us anytime after 2 o'clock on Saturdays. That's when we do the show. We do it live, 201-793-SHOW, 201-793-7469 for all you BlackBerry users out there. And you can also email us anytime at theshow@duo.com. We've got some more reader letters to read today, so we are reading those on the air.
Yay!
And, well, if you want to watch the streaming video, because we do the streaming video every Saturday at 2 also, that's Central Time, you can go to duo.com, DEWOH.com/theshow /live, and you can watch the show. Today, we've got a huge show today, guys. Seriously.
Yeah.
We've got the Chipmunks again. We've got the Indie Band Spotlight again. Lucas got his apology song done.
Yep.
We're
going
to play six new Britney Spears songs that four of them are unreleased and three of them are, you know, on her new album.
Let's hear some crazy Britney.
Yeah, we've got...
Yep. Is she bald for her new album?
Is she bald?
No,
she wears a wig. She shaved her head so she could wear a wig.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Isn't that dumb?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've also got, we're going to talk about 50 Cent versus Kanye. That's coming up on Tuesday. And we're going to talk about the movies.
Hey, that rhymes.
And our trip to Tulsa and how we got lost in Hillbilly Hell.
That's awesome.
Just about everything else in the world. So that's all down the show. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Let me say that up front because I think I forgot last week to say at the end. All right, so what do you want to get started with? Do we want to talk about our Tulsa trip or do we want to just ramble about the week so far?
Let's do a little Tulsa, a little rambling.
Okay. So you want to do
I'll start Tulsa.
So I ask
Tulsa
you what
first.
You want to do, and you say both.
Uh-huh. Because I
you
am
guys
good
can
at
talk
that.
About your week and the Tulsa trip and the main
You know, wait, before we get started,
uh-huh.
Because we're on video now,
yeah.
People we may have new viewers on the video, we probably should introduce everybody.
So
again,
we know what we look
cool.
like.
I'm Seth right here, okay?
Yeah.
That's Brian. And that's Whitney. That's Sarah. And that's Lucas.
AKA Jesus.
No, you're not known as Jesus.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Don't crush my dreams.
So that's the cast. Every once in a while we have more people on, but usually the core cast is me, Lucas, Sarah, and Whitney, and we try to have one or two guests on. We've had AJ on before. He's a gangsta. He's a seventh letter in the alphabet of G.
That's right.
And,
he shot about a billion people.
And he's sometimes on the show. Matthew will probably be on the show next week. Kathleen's on the show every once in a while. We'll see what happens. But that's us. So, hi, thanks for watching the show.
Woo-hoo.
You're watching right now. Anyway, so...
Can you hear me sniffling?
Okay, seriously, I didn't even know you did that.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
Because we're all sick, just so everyone knows.
I'm not
except
sick.
For me.
Whitney isn't sick.
Brian's been sick for like months, maybe years.
I'm just used to it now.
Brian has the black plague. He could probably kill us all. Every once in a while, I'll see a rat scamper off his ear.
Eww.
Like, crawl down his leg and,
like
is he going to end up like Kenny and, like, fall on the ground and, like, his body's going to split open and rats are going to crawl out?
Or he's going to end up like the mummy and, like, walk through, like, a house and, like, a cockroach is going to crawl through his cheek.
Oh. Those aren't cockroaches. Those are those weird things.
Those are,
this is, like,
scarabs.
Egyptian beetles.
Scarabs.
Scarabs. Whitney, what color are you on? Red?
Yellow.
I'm red.
Okay.
Hello.
You're kind of quiet. All right.
Or as a Spanish teacher would say, amarillo.
Very exciting.
That isn't real Spanish. He just made that up.
He's a Spaniard. He makes sure that he's not... He always says, in Spain, you know, it's not Mexico, it's Spain. Because if we ever called him a Mexican, he'd probably be pissed.
Does he dance the dance of the bullfight?
No, he doesn't, but
sweet.
He likes to wear a bright orange hoodie because it's, quote-unquote, too cold in the classroom for him. And
or he just hides his drugs in there.
Seriously, it's like bright orange.
I can't see orange without thinking of Phil. He went to our high school, and he's like obsessed with the color orange. For homecoming, we one year we had this thing where you had to, like, dress up.
I remember when he dressed up.
Because it was, like,
as
a Halloween kind of homecoming thing.
I remember.
He came
his
as all orange.
Yeah, I remember.
His hair was orange.
Yeah, he came
his shirt
as the
was
color
orange.
Was orange.
His pants were orange. That. Shoes were orange.
He had an orange Bible at one point.
It was ridiculous.
It was very, very frightening.
What's funny about my Spanish teacher is that his age will change. At first, he said he was 28, and now he's changed it to, I'm turning 34 this year. So it's just like, how old are you?
That's awesome. He's probably 60.
Maybe he's changing his age to discourage some of the girls in your class from hitting on him.
Could be. So, Sarah?
Yes, Tulsa? Yeah.
If you want, go ahead. And Lucas, you can talk about Tulsa, too, since, you know, if you saw any of the sights besides the very, very up-close version of your girlfriend's face while you were there.
Sucking face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then you can talk about it, too, but, I mean.
Well, Seth and I took Lucas to Tulsa, kind of for his birthday.
Yep.
And it didn't exactly go as planned because we were supposed to have money, but then Seth's car decided to, like, break down, so we had to spend, like, over $200 trying to fix it. And then we were going to go, and then Seth's air conditioner was going to get fixed, but then we found out that it couldn't get fixed, so we had to, like, drive down there in, like, the blistering heat, and I about melted my face off. Everyone else was okay, but I was, like, freaking out. I was like, dear Jesus.
I spent all my birthday money on going down there and back so much. I wanted to see my girlfriend.
And he still owes me $10.
Anyway, so we went down there so Lucas could go see his girlfriend, Brooke, who's really nice, and she's deaf, kind of like my dad.
Kind of like,
yeah.
Kind of.
You know, your dad is only kind of deaf. He can't hear anything, but he's only kind of deaf.
Yeah, he's kind of deaf.
Yeah.
So, like, in one ear. No, I'm just kidding.
In one ear.
If you're on the right side of him, he can't hear a word you're saying. So talk behind his back all you want, but if you're on the left side, watch out. Because his hearing on the left side is twice as good as it is on the right.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Like, wow. In one of his ears, it was like 87% loss, and the other one was like 99.
Wow.
And like. Now it's all completely gone because he's old, so it got worse. But anyway, so we took him down there to see her, and we were going to do fun things like museums and, you know, but we, again, had no money. So we went to the mall just to make ourselves feel like crap because we couldn't buy anything.
Actually, I was trying to buy Brooke something really nice, but girls are aggravating, and they're... retarded sometimes.
I don't want you to buy me anything.
Yes, I've been there. I'm pretty sure every guy that's had a girlfriend.
Oh, whatever. When have I ever objected? Do you buy me anything?
You did a lot when we were first dating.
Oh.
A lot.
But we haven't... Now,
I object to buying you stuff because you want so much.
That's right.
Seth, can I have a Ferrari? I can't really afford...
Buy me a Ferrari!
Okay, jeez. I'm a succubus.
You are. Seriously.
It's my song.
But
don't do it.
Okay.
Save that for later.
I could find you one.
I'm sure you could. Anyway.
Anyways.
So he tried to buy her a present. She said no. He bought her a belt.
Yeah,
that's
bought her.
She
didn't have a belt. So she found this really cool one, and she's like, "I want this." I'm like, "All right, I'll buy this for you." And I'm like, "What else do you want?" And she's like, "Nothing." I'm like,
"Technically,
I'm gonna hit you."
Technically, the belt is an investment because. If she's
I don't know where this
belt,
is going, but it's not going down a good road.
She's wearing a belt. It makes it somewhat more difficult for anybody else to get in her pants. So it's like a safety measure.
Okay.
It's a precaution.
That's right. She has five more to think about it while her belt is being undone.
And she'd be like, Lucas bought this for me. It's helpful. It's really helpful.
Okay.
That reminds me.
Bought Sarah a belt.
I'm not going to, ever.
Besides that, we went to the movies after.
Yeah.
Sarah and Seth got to go see Harry Potter in 3D.
In the IMAX. 20 minutes were in freaking 3D. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen.
I thought you were going to say 3D, and I was going to laugh.
3D. It was so cool.
And me and Brooke went to see Stardust.
Ew.
But
they really went and made out.
When are you and me going to see that start out?
Soon.
Anyways, it was still a good movie.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, actually, I got us.
I watched most
of it, actually.
Is that what you told your mom when you came home?
Your mom.
I'm multi-talented.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, look what happened! Oh, Brip!
That, people, is the exact reason why you need to watch the video version.
That's exactly what happened.
And then their movie got done before ours did, so they went out back behind the IMAX and like made out by a dumpster, because that's a really hot
classic
thing to do.
Oh, yeah,
because
that's exactly where I want to make it.
I'll tell you something hilarious, all right?
Me and Sarah have done that before.
Yeah. Ah, the smell of rotting food.
It doesn't smell that bad.
Hey, it's nice to boys.
Yeah.
Boys like food, whether it's rotting or not.
Exactly.
I mean, there could be a Brian Plague rat on my sandwich, and I would still eat it.
Yeah.
So if some girl like Sarah covered herself in like mustard and ham and cheese and bread, would you make out with her even more?
Probably. Well, I don't know. Is it spicy or regular mustard?
Which do you prefer?
He prefers
spicy.
Probably the spicy mustard. Everything is better when it's spicy.
Well, I should tell you something really funny, okay? So, me and her were making up by the dumpster and everything, and then there was these two black guys, like...
Oh, no.
they were driving by, and they both looked at us. I wasn't in the position to see them, but she was.
Where is this going?
Anyways, she looked at them. And
we need to get a jingle that says, "This is another worthless Lucas story."
Wait. Shut up. And they both yelled at us, "Get it done."
Oh, my.
I was like, Okay, and then there's another time where this one guy from, but he comes up.
Yeah, if you just hurry and get it over with.
If you talk at a reasonable speed when you tell your story. It's okay. I'm going to tell you the story of how I drove to Kinko's and back today to print off these posters, okay?
Okay.
So I got up out of my chair where I got up out of my chair where I was sitting at my computer, and I got up out of my chair and I went
through the door. It's only so funny, it's exactly the same.
I got up out of my chair and went through the door. And I went out into the hallway of my complex.
No, you needed to have shared
complex.
Some random facts about the door that didn't really pertain to the story at all.
And the complex hallway kind of smelled weird today. You know, I think it was because there were some Mexicans there earlier.
That's good.
And they were saying naughty things and stuff. But
I hate you.
But I got out of my chair.
I hate you.
I got out of my chair and walked out into the hallway. Hold on, I'm almost there. And I got into
Someone
my,
slap him,
I got
please.
Into my car. I got into my car and I turned it on. don't throw a battery at me.
All right.
So one of the employees comes up and looks at us and is like, okay. So he walks by. There's five more guys behind him, and they just like follow. It's like the seven dwarves. It's really funny.
And then one of them
yells, "Don't forget to use condom." And I was like, "Thanks, mom and dad."
It's very witty of you.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the story about how I found a used condom in the Walmart parking lot?
Oh my god.
I found it.
I almost stepped on it. I was like, god, what is that?
That's almost as gross as the time I saw a used tampon in the parking lot at Ground Zero.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as me and my friend were swimming in the swimming pool and there was a used condom in the swimming pool.
Oh!
Yeah. I think I would die.
Which is worse than a swimming pool, okay? Used condom or dirty baby diaper?
Dirty baby diaper.
Yeah, that's what I'd go with.
But wait, I don't know.
Which one's better or worse?
Semen might be swimming around.
Oh, well, then the condom.
Definitely. How's that worse?
Would you rather be covered
poop
in poop?
Poop is better. Poop
or
semen?
Is poop better?
Poop would you rather
so
be covered
better.
In poop?
Lucas, we heard you the first three times!
Oh, semen.
Jesus! God! Just say semen five or six more times.
Semen.
We are not even talking about Tulsa anymore. There's no point in this whole conversation.
I thought we were packed. We need
All right.
stuff to go on.
So let's get back to the Tulsa stories. Get refocused.
We were in Tulsa. Oh. We went to the mall. Nothing really happened.
We went to an Apple store.
Yeah,
that
there
was
an Apple store.
It was cool.
Seth cried.
Wish I could go.
Because he wanted everything in the store.
Aww.
Seth also randomly, we were in Tulsa, never been there before in his life, saw someone he knew.
Awesome.
I didn't
really?
The person I knew I there, know. And I know like hundreds of people there.
Who was it?
Saw
I don't know. I don't remember where I saw him or what his name was, but I recognized him immediately, and he recognized me and went,
nodded
at me like he knew me. And I was kind of freaking out. I know someone everywhere. Except for here where I live. I go to Newton, I know 90 people. Most of them hate me because I probably pranked them at one point in life. And I go to Tulsa, a place I've never been in my life, and I see, like, Crimson Jones there hanging out.
Jones.
Anyway, so then we went to the movie. Then after the movie, We took Brooke home.
No, wait. After the movie, we tried to call Lucas.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't have his phone. And we tried to text Lucas, and he didn't have his phone. And we tried to text Brooke, his girlfriend. She didn't have... She was ignoring us. And so we went, like, and, like, bothered people. And, like, to ask where they were. And, like, then we finally found them.
It was behind the dumpster.
Yeah. No, they were walking. And we ran into them while we were walking back to the car.
So it's got a good idea to walk around the building.
Well, no, they didn't see us doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you think?
Well, you mean they didn't see? They saw you zipping up your pants. They didn't see.
I said that to Lucas every single time. Like when we were at the mall, we would meet up every once in a while. I'm like, man, I'm surprised still seeing you wearing your pants. I said it every single time.
And
that I
went up to him and I was like, "Well, you weren't with me for a long time."
Yes, Lucas is a player with one woman, so congratulations to him.
Yeah,
I would love to get Brooke on the show sometime.
Yeah,
she could translate,
that'd be great.
Translate the show for us. That way people would
get
people
with
sign language.
Hear us.
She can. She can read my lips. I talk really slowly.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, crap. Actually, she can read.
I don't use my lips.
No. The funny thing is that she couldn't understand a word that Seth was saying, but she was laughing hysterically at him like every time she
saw him. It was great. So mad. Okay, there's another reason to watch the video. I was seriously driving my car, and then someone would go 20 miles an hour, and I'd be like, okay, maybe they're turning. But they didn't. They just go 20 miles an hour, and then they'd go 45, speed limit. They slow it down to 20, and I would just seriously grab the steering wheel and go.
Exactly like that.
Now imagine that if you were deaf, okay?
She would just start busting
up. Just imagine what that would look like to anyone, just to see me freak out, especially since she's probably been living there for, what, like 12 years or something? And so she knows the traffic there is terrible.
Lucas, what do you do about all the 12-year-olds?
Six.
She's all older than Lucas, too, which is really
funny. She's 6 years old.
This is illegal. This is really, really, really illegal.
Are you trying to pull a Matt Russell to date the girl?
No, if I was Matt Russell, I would be dating.
I don't know
a
how we ended up from me hating the drivers to Lucas dating a 6-year-old.
Because Lucas goes, no, she's 6.
No, I said she's been living there for 6 years.
Oh, okay. Well, all I heard was, no, she's 6.
That's what happens when you have multiple conversations going.
Oh, my gosh. That was awesome to the max. All right, well, let's move on.
Yeah.
That conversation right there was more fun than the entire trip.
Yeah.
I heard that you guys got lost.
Oh, yeah, we can't forget about that.
Sweet Jesus.
So Tulsa has this thing with roads, okay? They wanted to make every road really confusing for tourists. So they decided, well, let's not call the interstate I-412. Let's call it I-412 and Oklahoma Highway 69 and Oklahoma Highway 51 and Oklahoma Highway Brown or whatever.
And don't forget that all the residents there still don't know how to get onto the...
And no one knows how to give directions. I'm going to get to that.
Yeah, oh, sweet God.
So every single road has two names. For example, when we were driving to Tulsa, we were supposed to get off on 161st Street. Driving down the interstate.
Which is 161st
see,
in Tulsa.
See, hold on. And you see a sign, 161st Street. 3.25 miles. Golden. Look at my thing that counts the mileage, whatever it's called, the mileometer.
Right.
And you and I notice where it's at, so I say, okay, 3.5 miles. Look down, it's been about 5 miles. There has been no road. Apparently the road we were supposed to turn on is called Elm on the exit ramp sign.
Because...
It's called 161st on the mileage sign. But Elm on the exit ramp.
Because, okay, Tulsa has got, like, this giant suburb area, which is, like, Broken Arrow. Broken Arrow and Tulsa streets are, like, the same street. But in Broken Arrow, it'll be called, like, a name, like Elm, and in Tulsa, they're all numbers. So every road has two names, and you never know which one you're on, and it's so annoying.
It's dumb. And so, also, the highways had this thing where, okay, here in Wichita, I don't know where it's at where you guys live, but in Wichita... The signs are above the lane.
Yes.
So if you're in this lane and that lane exits to the highway, the name of that highway is above that lane.
That's right.
And on every single lane, it tells you where to go.
It's
Tulsa,
usually
there's one
picture.
Big sign that has 95 names on it, and you don't know where you're going, so you're just driving. You're like, okay, well, I guess I'll just stay in this lane, and hopefully I'll see it. And then all of a sudden, the road goes... and there's a giant fork in the road, and you can't get over because the off-ramp is like an inch long, and so you miss it, and then you end up in Sepulpa or Sebulba or wherever it's called. And like freaking Team Topangeles is flying around. And you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
totally stolen.
You're lost in Oklahoma, Hades.
Team Topangeles.
Yeah.
Yeah, we totally got lost in Sepulpa. I kept telling Seth.
No, we didn't get lost in Sepulpa. We knew we were lost when we were in Sepulpa, and then we drove farther south.
I kept
beyond Sepulpa.
Seth.
Because my map brain was all confused, because I thought we were going north, and we were going west, and we were going east, and we were going south, and I was going the wrong way all the time, and I finally figured out, like, 2 days ago how I could have gotten out of there, but it was a little late.
Yeah, see, I kept telling Seth, we just need to turn around and get back on the highway, because if we're on the highway, we at least know that we're on a highway, and we can find where we need to go. So it's like, we'll just keep driving this way.
Well, because
so
I have Google Maps on my phone. And Google Maps gave me directions how to get back to exactly where we wanted to go. But the problem was, is that I thought north was this way when really north was this way. So instead of going north at one point, I turned south. And so we ended up going the wrong way because my brain was all confuzzled. So Sarah told me to go back to the highway, and in my brain, I was going back to the highway.
Yeah.
And so we ended up, like, here's Tulsa on a map. Okay, video people. Tulsa's right here. We drove through Tulsa. Hey, this is north. We drove through Tulsa, and then the highway's right here that we're supposed to get on to go to I-35, which takes us back to Wichita. Well, apparently it split off right here before we get out of Tulsa, and it goes this way. Well, the road curves so gradually that I thought we were still going east. Well, we were going south.
West.
Or west, or
yeah,
wherever
west.
We were going. And so we were going the wrong way.
Yeah.
And so what happened is that we ended up down here. Below Tulsa, and so we had to cut through Tulsa and go back through to the highway. And we stopped at probably 5 or 6 gas stations.
I go 6.
And asked directions, and no one knew. I ended up buying a map and asking a guy what direction was north and just figuring out where to go on our own.
Nice.
Are you sure that he knew where north was?
Well, he did because he finally got out. He was the only guy there that knew how to go there, and he was like some meth addict who scared me.
Like, first this chick, like the first chick we talked to, told us this really ridiculous way, and we started driving out in the middle of nowhere. We almost hit this like giant raccoon. We totally had to turn around and come back.
Nice.
And then this other person, this other girl, Seth asked, didn't even know where Wichita was. I was like, where's Wichita?
Yeah, she told me Wichita. She said I had to go to Oklahoma so I could head south. To get to Wichita. I'm like, okay, I'm going to drive around the world tonight. Thank you. And I actually said that to her. She's like, well, you can get to Wichita going south, can't you? I'm like, yeah, but I'd really like to take the non-scenic route of going around the world.
Seriously.
And she looked at me like, mm-hmm. And she drank 3 or 4 shots of whiskey.
Didn't one girl have to, like, ask her brother who she was on the phone with?
Yeah, she was on the phone when I went in there, and she goes, hold on, because, you know, I'm a customer. And she goes, can I help you? And I go, I need directions. She goes, where are you going? I'm like, trying to go to Wichita. And she picks up the phone, and she goes, hey, Brad, I need that to get to Kansas. And I'm like, you have to ask your brother.
Oh, my God.
Generally, Kansas is above Oklahoma.
But what happened is that the first lady we stopped at, well, first we passed 3 or 4 gas stations because we were in such small towns that the gas stations weren't even open 24 hours anymore. They
it's
closed
really
at like 11 o'clock.
It was like a horror
o'clock.
Movie.
It
I was thinking,
terrible.
We're going to get pulled over on the side of the road and like Jeepers Creepers is going to come out.
Sarah thought
like,
what guy
us.
Was following
exactly.
us at one point.
And see, what happened is that we got directions from a lady. I pulled up and she goes, we're closed, honey. And I asked her anyway. And so she gave us the wrong directions. We drove way out of the way, almost hit a raccoon. And I'm like, we are not going the right way. Because we drive through some town
that Sarah
recognized.
Was like bigger than my lap.
It was gigantic raccoon. And so I finally, I'm like, all right, I'm going to turn around on the next road. So I turn into a road. And of course, the car behind me turns into the same road. What are the chances of the only, there's 2 cars at 1 o'clock at night we're doing this. 2 cars on the road behind me. One of them turns into the exact same road that I plan on turning around in. And so I drive down this road probably a mile looking for another road that I can turn onto so I can turn around. And there's no roads. So I eventually have to pull into some creepy farmer's driveway and quickly back out and get away. And then we have to drive all the way back through, and I had to find another gas station. And then this gas station leads me to a road which got me to another gas station where I bought the map.
Wow.
And it was, we left, what, 10:30? We left Brooke's house to go home. And we didn't get out of Tulsa until 2 a.m.
It was really bad.
It was the most terrible thing in the world.
Never go to Tulsa unless you have someone that can, like, you know, look at the stars and know exactly where to go. Because no one there could tell you anything.
I would have been okay if I wouldn't have got my directions confused.
Don't you mean the astrologer?
I've learned from my parents' experiences just to never trust an Oklahoman for any directions whatsoever.
Bad directions.
Even here in Kansas, you ask Oklahoma, how do you get to here? Oh, you just take he'll take you to the scenic route of Wichita to get to where you want. That's like a mile away.
Seth, maybe that's why. We didn't find an Indian to ask which way it was going.
Yeah, we needed to find an Indian. Any totally could
have
been
like, follow
me. Yeah,
because that's exactly what I'm looking for is a Native American at 1 o'clock in the morning in a town that doesn't even have 24-hour gas stations.
Well, he's got wise guys smoking a pipe.
All the cops are parked at the corner bar looking for speeders.
We should have driven to Tahlequah.
That is not a joke. There were seriously 3 or 4 cops at the corner bar in this one town checking for speeders. Drinking on their Jack Daniels, they're going to chase me on the wrong side of the road and hit a giant raccoon and explode. It's going to be freaking Bad Boys and Die Hard chasing me down the road because I'm lost. At one point, I almost wanted to speed. That way a cop would find me. That way I could be like, how the heck do I get out of this town? Because I was so lost.
He probably would have told you, oh, sir, I don't know, but you got to come downtown.
And here's what it's like, okay? Me and Sarah were sitting in the front seat. Sarah was exhausted. I was mad because I couldn't find anywhere. And here's Lucas in the back seat. Snoring.
Oh. That's like it. That's all he did.
I would definitely
he was
asleep
like the entire time.
I was sick.
Big deal. Everybody's sick right now, and they're still on the show. Brian has the Black Plague, and he's on the show. Being
well,
sick
Brian,
is no excuse.
I was tired.
Just asleep. All you did all day was
I had
your
to
girlfriend.
Work my tongue hard. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah, I really did not need to know that you did that to a 6-year-old.
Sir. Sir.
That's awesome.
To the max.
All right, anyway, it's been 30 minutes, and we haven't gotten to two of the things that we've been talking about this week.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. But seriously, never go to Tulsa, people.
Don't.
It's terrible.
I like it.
No, you wouldn't like driving there. I'm sure it's great lounging in the back seat of my car, sleeping the entire way. It's probably an amazing journey. When we're doing freaking Homeward Bound on the way home.
I haven't been so long. Oh, no.
Don't start talking about that movie.
I want to go watch
Don't
that now.
Start it.
I'm sorry. All right. I've crammed more jokes into this segment of the show than I have in all of our other 9 episodes.
Chance.
That stupid cat in that movie.
Where are you, Chance?
I love that movie. I cried in that movie because the dog just got laughed. I was like 3 now. Don't act like I watched it last
night. Hey, no, you were not 3.
I got out my caramels and chewed on them while I cried.
Oh.
Me and Sarah watched Legally Blonde last night, though.
I love that movie. You've never seen that? That movie's hilarious.
I've never seen it.
It was really funny. I was not expecting it to be that funny.
What's wrong with me? Are my boobs too big? Is that what's wrong with me? No, Pooh Bear. You're not right for me.
That was hilarious.
It's beautiful.
My mom's favorite part is whenever she gets the list of who's going to be on there for the first year interns and stuff, and she sees her name and she goes up to them and she goes, me!
And then she goes, Warner.
Like yeah.
Do you remember those amazing four hours we spent in that hot tub? This is totally better than that.
I like how the girlfriend just looks at him up and down and just goes, 4 hours, eh?
Yeah. Hilarious. Good
how
time.
Come we don't ever spend 4 hours in a hot tub?
Because you don't have a hot tub.
Oh, I should get one.
That'd be cool. You should.
All right.
Everyone knows where
the we've got to cut one thing out of this opening. We should really take a break right now.
Really,
it's been 30 minutes, but we're not on any specific schedule. So,
no.
Sarah, how long do you think... let's take a break.
Awesome.
Either one's going
to
take
too long.
Wait to be the indecision.
So we're
going to
take a break, and we will be back in just a second. Remember people watching live.
Yeah. Cool.
There's going to be a song now, so don't worry about everybody like that. So we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the show, everybody.
Yeah.
Hello.
201-793-74-SHOW. What did I say that for? I said half the number right, and then what? 201-793-SHOW or 201-793-7469. Or you can email us anytime at theshow@duo.com. Also, you can watch the streaming video live at duo.com slash the show. Man, why can't I say that? Slash live. Duo.com slash the show slash live. And duo.com is spelled D-E-W-O-H, as it says. Right there. Anyway, so I'm virtually reorganizing everything in my head right now of what everything that we missed in the first break. We've got to get to the Billboard Top 5 and the movies and the chipmunks in this break, because we usually do when people expect them to be here. But we also need to get to Sarah's thing that she provided, because she worked hard, and I'd also like to get the Britney Spears songs. But we'll see what happens. So let's just get started with the Billboard Top 5, because that's what we usually do.
It is. You always do it. Never fail.
Yes. That's right. All right. So, Billboard Top 5. Oh, yep. I got to boot up the web browser. Real
quick. Yes. Boot up your mom's Wes browser.
Wes browser. The Wes browser. So, hey, do you know a Colby Newell, Lucas?
Newman?
Nope.
No. Anyway, I know you knew a guy named Colby, so I was asking if that was his last name.
Yes. Colby Yak?
Colby Yak.
Colby Yak.
Colby Jack. Colby Jack, cheese. Colby, Kansas. Colby, Kansas. I used to live in Colby, Kansas. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways, okay.
Anyway, Billboard Top 5.
Oh, I didn't never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Billboard Top 5 song that I showed you earlier.
Yeah.
All right. Also, number 4 this week.
Video just stopped for a minute for no reason at all.
Is it going now?
Yeah, I think we're back on now.
Well, if it's going now, don't worry. Anyway, number 4 this week is Miley Cyrus. Everybody loves Miley Cyrus. Number 3, a new song debuting at number 3 this week is Young Joke, Jock.
Jock.
Young Jock.
Yeah. I'm a seven letter of the alphabet. I'm a G. And in my pocket, it ain't never nothing less.
I think you like the song.
Have you heard the one that's called Starblock?
No, that's the only one I've ever heard.
Why is it like
it's supposed to be making fun
only
of Starbucks?
Ever pop?
Because pop stands for popular.
I know.
So, you know, everything that's popular is probably going to sound about the same, since, you know, the world goes through phases. That's why you don't see Nat King Cole anymore.
Nat King Cole.
Sorry, that was racist. I apologize. debuting at number 2 this week, Casting Crowns.
Jesus, can you show are you serious? Seriously?
Yes, why else would I play this song? Number 2 this week.
Gosh.
That was Kid Craddock was doing it on his radio show. He's like, this is really weird to hear this, but a Christian artist has made it number 2 in the album charts. It's like, whoa.
Christians are the biggest buyers of music. Besides, guess who? Children!
Yay!
High School Musical is number 1 again for the 3rd week in the row at number 1. High School Musical 2. Oh, Whitney, there was a new picture of one of the chicks online.
Oh, I heard about that on Kid Craddock.
What's her name?
The Vanessa girl.
Yes.
She's the Mexican girl.
She's nude, and it scared me. But anyway, moving on.
Picture, by the way.
Moving on. Yeah,
it's
because
she's trying to not be a little girl anymore. She's grown.
No, it's definitely a picture that a friend took of her. And someone scanned it and uploaded it. It's a terrible quality picture. Someone betrayed her and uploaded it. I guarantee you she didn't do it.
That's really sad.
Because if you're going to take a nude picture of yourself, you take a flattering one.
Oh,
please.
Yeah. That's really sad.
Okay, anyway. I could have made a dirty joke, but I refrained. Number 5 this week is Beautiful Girls by Sean Kingston.
Beautiful girl.
And then number 4 this week is The Way I Are. Number 3, down from number 1, is Fergie. Number 2, up from number 3, Kanye West. And then number 1, for the 2nd week in a row, or no, maybe, no,
really.
Up from number 2 last week, sorry. Soulja Boy. Everybody loves Soulja Boy.
I hate that song.
Yeah, I don't understand that song at all.
I don't either.
I hate
it. But
he's 16 and he's making,
background, that's it.
He's making so much money now.
All
off
I can
that
understand
song.
From this is from that song is this. Yeah.
Well, you'll be happy to know that that's one of the songs I chose for the Chipmunks this week.
Yay!
All right, so that's the Billboard Top 5 singles. Now for movies, okay, everybody loves the movies, right?
I do love the movies.
Movies are better.
We're all huge fans of movies and stuff.
Yeah. I like movies.
Brian hates movies. He's a liar. So, opening this week, okay, Shoot 'Em Up, 310 to Yuma, and The Brother Solomon.
Ooh.
Now, I want to see Shoot 'Em Up. Lucas wants to see 310 to Yuma, and everybody wants to see The Brother Solomon,
looks
right?
Too weird.
It's got Jenna Fischer in it. So if she was nude in it, I would go see it. But she's not, so I'm not going.
What's the name of it? Well, I like that Will Forte guy. I think he's funny.
Yeah, but the movie just doesn't look that funny.
No, it doesn't.
It's too weird.
Starting with that, we'll just start with that one. Here's the Brother Solomon.
I guess I don't understand the dating scene. Really is a mystery to me.
Now, to give their father something to live for.
He said he wished he could see his first grandchild.
They'll have to go.
Make a baby for dad!
Where they've never gone before.
What do you say we get out of here, and I go put a baby in you? No strings attached. Are you ovulating right now?
This is our first date. That's none of your business.
I'm about to make it my business.
Marry me.
No.
That was Jenna Fischer right
there.
That's
awesome.
So maybe...
Did he ask, are you ovulating right
yeah.
now?
Yeah, apparently since she's credited as one being the big... Maybe she's the love interest in the movie or something.
What I think is funny about the trailer is they go to the sperm donor thing and they give them the cups and they go and Will Forte goes, are we supposed to fill this whole thing up? Because I've had a big morning and
oh my gosh, things they show in trailers these days. No, I'm joking. Anyway, 310 what?
I want to go see that 310 to Yuma.
Yeah, I
want to
see that so.
Well, here's 310 to Yuma. It's got Russell Crowe and Batman in it, so here's 310 to Yuma.
Batman.
So it's Batman.
Hands up. 22 robberies, over $400,000 in losses.
Y'all notice he didn't mention the lives I've taken.
We will have Ben Wade convicted and hanged, and we will pay to make it happen.
I'll come.
So, boys, where are we headed?
Taking to the 310 to Yuma day after tomorrow.
Shouldn't have told him that.
Relax, friend. Now if we get separated, I know where to meet up.
Maximus! Now, all the music, you may not know this was composed by Brian. He composed all the music in that. Brian, can you please give us a sample of the music that was in the movie?
Give us some money.
In the movie.
Like, audibly?
Yeah, just give us a sample of the music.
Twang, 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 twang.
Now, see, you can buy that right now on Columbia Records. Go do it.
Yep,
I like the twang
money.
Part at the beginning. That's a beautiful opening.
We now owe Brian $30 million.
Wow, crap. We're screwed.
Guess we're all going to jail. It was nice being friends with you. Anyway, and here's
I'll let you work it out.
Paul Giamatti's movie as a bad guy. You can also see him later this year as Santa Claus.
So
here's Shoot 'Em Up.
Tell me where the woman and child are, or I will be forced to cause you considerable agony.
Nothing could be more painful than listening to you jabbering on and on.
I need men, you understand? I need a lot more men.
These guys were stalking this lady. She had a kid.
Who are you, Mr. Hero?
National sports pistol champion at age 10. Recruited by the Army. Sounds like Black Ops got him. Trained him.
I want four mags, a box of 9mm 147 hollow points, and give me 50 FNJs.
You want to buy bullets with food stamps?
It's as good as cash.
That looks great. I want to see that really bad. So
I just like it when guys have accents.
I love Clive Owen.
I just want to let you know I supplied all the guns in that movie, and also the baby.
Did you just like take?
You gave the baby and the guns.
Did you just like borrow the baby and the guns from your next door neighbor's house or something?
Yes, I did. Actually, I went up to Jose and Colin, and I asked them to give me the gun. I also had to give him
and his wife Maria.
Yes,
for the baby.
I also asked to ask Maria.
Yeah. What about Tupac? Was he there that day?
Tupac actually was there, and
was he the real father of the baby?
Yeah, because you could.
I heard that rumor going around that Maria just sleeps around with any black guy that walks through the neighborhood.
Tupac is not black. Sarah.
Actually, she's a little bit picky. That's why she picked Tupac because she
knew Tupac
that...
black?
Isn't Tupac like a mix of black mix?
He's black.
So why does he look so brown in all of his photos?
Because there are different shades of
seriously.
Blacks.
Yeah.
Racist!
Sorry!
How dare you! So racist! So that's the movies coming out, what is it? This week. Those came out last Friday. And now movies coming out this week.
Yeah.
There's, like, no good movies coming out this week.
It's really sad.
Great.
Mr. Woodcock is coming out this week.
I have no desire to see that
whatsoever. I feel really dirty saying that. And also, a movie that it will not open here, but maybe for you people listening in, like, big cities, I know there's a few of you, December Boys... The only reason I picked this is because it has Harry Potter in it.
Ooh,
and I was surprised to see
him.
Is that
the one where he gets nude?
No, that was that's a play.
That's a play, but it is coming to Broadway.
This bride would definitely
really
move to
that?
LA just
no.
to see that,
that
movie.
That, what's Equus?
Equus,
Equus,
yeah.
whatever. It's coming to Broadway, like, sometime in the next year, and he's going to, Daniel Radcliffe's going to be in it, and
that's
he's
cool.
going to come
be
in
nude?
It, you know.
But it says about the Silver Boys, it says, four boys take a reprieve from their orphanage and head to South Australian, thanks a lot, Brian, you messed me up, to the South Australian coast after as their summer progresses, tensions mount after hearing a rumor about a local couple who is keen on adopting one of the boys. Now, the buzz on this says, Aussie director Ron Hardy has reformed himself by helming a handful of Battlestar Galactica episodes. Hardy's corralling of Harry Potter is a stroke of luck. Centering him in a tough coming-of-age story is genius. Sexually charged scenes between young Radcliffe and Teresa Palmer are sure to generate plenty of attention and potential box office numbers. But we keep hearing rumors that said moments may be cooled down. I mean, it's called December Boys, so
why,
it could be cold.
When you said
why won't it
are...
be here?
Because it's a limited release.
Which one never gets limited releases, ever.
No. I mean, we might. The Warren East gets a lot of stuff now because they expanded, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Woodcock, it says, this got Billy Bob Thornton. Billy Bob Thornton. and Sean.
Billy Bob Joe.
And Sean William Scott in it. It says, John Farley returns home in an effort to stop his mom from marrying his old high school gym teacher, a man who has made high school hell for generations of students.
Funny.
Oh, I remember this trailer.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Billy Bob Thornton or Sean William Scott.
No.
So,
hey.
It's for
Billy
horses.
Bob Thornton did Angelina Jolie. So.
We watched that Lyscapades episode of South Park. That's nothing really that great. But anyway, so that's that. Those are the movies coming out now. Sarah?
Yes?
Do we want to do your game now, or do you want to wait until next break?
I don't care.
All right. Well, thanks for all your help.
Really
You're welcome.
Let's do... Oh, yeah, Brian, it's 2:50 right now. Brian says he has to leave at 3, so maybe we'll be in without. But anyway, let's do the Chipmunks Sing the Hits.
Okay, sweet.
I got 3 songs this week.
Yay!
Yeah! Which one do you want to hear first? The Young Jock? The Soldier Boy or the Bartender song? I think we still leave the Bartender for last. So do you want to hear Soldier Boy or Young Jock first?
I say Soldier Boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good choice.
Soldier Boy, here's what he sounds like regularly.
Super friend, I want me jock, jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that Soldier Boy, I lean to the left and crack that thing out.
Now here it is as a chipmunk.
Super friend, I want me jock, jocking on them, hate them, man. When I do that Soldier Boy, I lean to the left and crack that thing out.
That just sounds like really young children.
I know.
Adorable. It's like baby.
I like that. Sorry, that's enough. It's just so addicting to hear all these rap songs. T-Pain and I have decided should release an album totally as Chipmunks.
Seriously.
Because it would be the best album ever. Now, here's Young Jock. Oh, by the way, Soulja Boy is 16. Did you know that? 16.
That's gross.
And he has, like, the number 2 album, or number 1 single this week. He's going to be making so much money. But anyway, Young Jock, here's what it sounds like regularly.
I'm the 7-letter of the alphabet. I'm a G. And in my pocket, it ain't never nothing less. And did you think you me? She the rest. She
yeah. Now, here's Young Jock as a chipmunk.
I'm the 7-letter of the alphabet. I'm a G.
Nice.
He's a deep, he's another one of those deep voice chipmunks.
Yeah.
It just sounds like children singing it.
Yeah, but see now, here's Bartender now, okay? Everybody knows Bartender, everybody's heard it at least 40 times. Everybody's heard this song.
No, not me.
Now here it is as a chipmunk.
Oh my god.
Much better.
That is the perfect chipmunk voice.
I know.
Totally
I can totally like picture little chipmunks in my mind like dancing. Like a little cat.
I think we're gonna do a song this time.
We should do an entire album like this.
Seriously.
We could
do music videos to the...
Yeah, we should just take all of T-Pain's latest album and just convert it to Chipmunk.
Yes.
And then sell it and get sued. One day, I know we're gonna get a knock on the door during the show, and we're gonna open it, and it's gonna be dreadlocked T-Pain right there, and he's just gonna punch me in the face with brass knuckles.
He might.
And he's gonna be like, stop playing me as a Chipmunk! Because I think I've seriously played a song featuring him or a song by him every single week that we've done a Chipmunk.
It's because he's got the best Chipmunk voice.
He does. And plus, he's like on every single song nowadays that's famous. It's ridiculous. But so that's the Chipmunks. Now, I think since we're talking about music, we should do the Britney Spears songs.
I think so.
Right.
Now, Brian, do you have to leave at 3?
Yeah.
How sad for you.
Sorry.
All right, here's the Britney Spears songs.
Oh, he won't get to hear me read about him. That's so sad.
Okay, well, then do that first.
Are you sure?
Yeah, do that first. I forgot you had to do that. Do it.
Just his?
No, do them all.
All of them.
Let's do them right now.
They are going to be too long.
I said do them now.
Oh, my God. Okay.
10 minutes.
All right, Sarah, what exactly did you do now?
Yeah. Okay. I had this theory. I wanted to find out which was more accurate, your astrology sign or your numerology sign. Now, a lot of people don't know what numerology is, but it's like this life path number that takes your birth date and like does the 23 thing where it like shrinks the numbers down until you get one number, and that number is supposedly like supposed to tell you like what you're like and it's supposed to like help with your future. And so I wanted to see which ones I thought were more accurate of my friends and me. So that's what I did. It's pretty funny. Some of them are really accurate. Some of them are just all right.
And by the way, people that are watching live video right now,
I'm on the bed.
She's on the bed, so you can't really see her.
What's up, dude?
Because she has to use our other laptop, which we're using to stream right now.
I would sign, but no one would know what I was saying unless someone was dead.
Just make sure you don't shut off the video, Sarah, by pulling the laptop.
I'm not. Everything's still plugged in, I promise.
Well, okay. You gotta make sure you check the actual browser window.
Whoops.
Every once in a whiz dial.
Yeah, it's still on. Everything's still good.
Then you're good.
Okay.
Let's make sure.
I'll read Brian's first then, since he's gonna leave. Okay.
Yay.
Yeah, this is pretty funny. Alright. I'm gonna start with numerology. Brian's life path number is 4. 4 is a pretty good number, alright?
That's also his IQ.
Uh-huh. No.
Alright. I'm going to read some of your positive traits and then some of your negative traits. All right, okay. This says your positive traits. You're an excellent organizer and planner because of your innate ability to view things in very common sense and practical way. You're a wonderful manager with a great sense of how to get the job done. Loyal and devoted, you make the best of your marriage and you're a dependable business partner. Friends may be few in number, but you are very close to them, and once friendships are made, they often last a lifetime. The number 4 is solidly associated with the element of the earth from which it gains strength and utter sense of reality. You're one of the most dependable people you know, with patience and determination.
You are one of the most dependable people you know.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Man, I'm one of the most dependable people I know.
So proud.
Look how dependable I am. I'm going to move my arm and it will. I can always depend on me.
It says, if patience and determination can ever win, you're sure to achieve great success in life. Now, here are your negative traits.
All of that was true. All of this is a lie.
Here are your negative traits. The negative side of the 4 can prove dogmatic to an excess, narrow-minded, and repressive. A lot of skin-deep people turn you off, and you lack the tact to keep your feelings from being totally clear to all around you. Additionally, the negative 4 is a bad tendency to get too caught up in the daily routine of affairs and often misses the big picture and major opportunities that come along once in a while.
Man, Brian.
So that's
so
the life path number. Now there's another number in numerology called your soul urge number, and this is the number that your soul gravitates toward. And it takes your name and finds out the number from your name.
Coming next year from Capcom, Soul Urge.
All right.
EA.
Here you go. Okay. Your positive traits. You are able to view life in a very broad and intuitive terms. You often express high ideals and inspirational approach to life. If you are able to fully realize the potential of your motivation, you will be a very self-sacrificing person who is able to give freely without being concerned about any return or reward. Your negative traits. You may become too sensitive and tend to express emotions strongly at times. There can be significant conflict between higher aims and personal ambitions.
Is too sexy for his own good one of the options on there?
It is. You may resent the idea of giving all the time, and in fact, there is much 9 energy in your nature, you may reject the idea. You may often be disappointed by the lack of perfection in yourself and others.
That's right. Be perfect, Brian. You can always count on you.
Right. So that's your numerology. Now here's your astrology. Your astrology sign is the Libra. All right.
What's a Libra mean? like a Libra, have
zebra, have lion.
It's a constellation.
They're all constellations.
Oh, okay.
And these are
jeez, Brian, now, didn't you go to school?
A Libra is a lizard and a zebra put together.
I thought it was a lion and a zebra.
Sorry, Whitney's was funnier.
That's beautiful. All right.
Especially if you pronounce lizard like lizard.
It says that your life pursuit is to be consistent and your secret desire is to live an easy and complicated life.
Easy and complicated.
Uncomplicated. Oh. I just can't talk because of my nose.
Sorry.
I apologize. All right. Dude, it says every adolescent Libra's fantasy is to find the prince and princess, or princess, not both. You don't want both. of their dreams.
And princess.
Unless you roll that way, Brian.
It says as your life unfolds, the experiences, false starts, dramas, broken hearts, and disillusionment you encounter may shape your future in an extraordinary manner. Love and love lost makes a big difference to the Libra, and although their often happy-go-lucky appearance against all kinds of odds may not reveal this as a fact. You can switch off from the world around you during these periods. Much more occurs on the deep innermost levels of your psyche than their closest companions can imagine. After establishing a lifestyle that somehow falls short of your childhood dreams, manage to conjure up a relationship and an independent life, you can keep an image of being dedicated to those around you. You can escape into obscure role-playing and often makes you an extremely successful business person. When it comes to romance and love, you can be difficult to fathom, and yet in business, you can discover that you're not only creative, but you can provide an opportunity to express the more diverse side of your personality.
Bored!
That was long.
Boring!
That's just about it.
By the way, that's a clip of Brian.
Yeah,
Brian.
She said it like a bajillion times.
It says if you dedicate yourself to life, then you'll find yourself living in some far-off exotic island with the person of your dreams, and blah, blah, blah.
Does that ever happen?
Yes,
do
it does
know
in
anybody
astrology.
That
I
lives,
do. I know an island, man. He's a superhero.
Island man.
His power is to create giant islands that drop on the heads of bad guys. You will not rob this bank! Fiji!
It's beautiful. All right, who do you want me to read next?
Anybody. Just try not to make it a tome.
I'm trying. There's a lot.
A tome is a big book. Oh, that's 3:50 or 2:50. It's 4 o'clock. No, sorry. Yeah, it's 3 o'clock, Brian.
Okay. All right. I'm just gonna say I'm surprised that our viewers haven't left because Lucas isn't.
What are you talking about? I'm hilarious.
Because Lucas isn't wearing a shirt and it's nasty.
Oh my god! When did that happen?
You should have seen him early. He was like stretching his nipples out.
Yeah.
And like digging in his belly button.
Quit doing that!
It's gross. Tell him to put a shirt on.
Well, actually, since Lucas has taken his shirt off, we've gotten like 3 more listeners.
Nice.
I mean, watchers.
No. Viewers.
No. Viewers, yeah. Watchers.
All right, bye guys.
Bye, Brian.
All right,
bye,
see you later, Brian.
Nice to see you.
Bye.
All right, I'll read about Whitney next.
Oh no.
All right.
Do you think Brian?
You and Seth have the same life path number, so I'll read this for both of you. It's the same time.
Lucas, why are you standing up?
All right.
You don't need to show off to everybody.
For our viewers.
I guarantee you that there's no women watching you right now taking off your shirt, and it's a whole bunch of men going, if he does that one more time.
Or there's some older men going, man, take those pants off.
Well, then I'll pleasure the older men.
I got a nice little popsicle for you.
Here are your positive traits, Whitney and Seth.
Oh, are we the same number?
Yes, you're the same
number. What's the number? Number one?
3. Get back in here.
Seth, you can't leave.
All right, Whitney, I'll start reading about you since Seth left. The bright side of this path stresses harmony, beauty, and pleasures of sharing your creative talents with the world. Capturing your capability and creative self-expression is the highest level of attainment for this life path. Your characteristics are warmth and friendliness, a good conversationalist, social and open. Your approach to life tends to be exceedingly positive, however your disposition is almost surely sunny and open.
What the heck is a disposition?
That's like your
wouldn't that be the opposite? Attitude. Wouldn't like a disposition be the opposite of a position?
Not exactly, no. You have good manners and you seem to be very conscious of other people's feelings and emotions. Your life is generally lived to the fullest, often without worry about tomorrow. You're not very good at handling money because of a general lack of concern about it. You spend it when you have it, and when you don't, you don't.
That's right. Power to the money people.
On your negative side, you may be so delighted
with
the joy of living
negatives.
That your life becomes frivolous and superficial. You may scatter your abilities and express little sense of purpose. You can be an enigma for no apparent reason. You may become moody and tend to retreat. Escapist tendencies are not uncommon with the 3 life path, and you find it very hard to settle into just 1 life.
Man, my ear itches.
All right.
Is there anything about hair attacking your face?
Let's see. And your soul urge is different than sex. Your soul urge says that you have a great capacity for responsibility, and that you're always ready to assume more than your load. That's dirty. You're known for your generosity, understanding, and deep emotional support. You have an inclination to teach or serve your
community. An inclinity.
Yeah. You want to help people with your creative abilities. Negative traits is, let's see, you have a strong sympathetic attitude and you may become too emotional.
That's
sometimes
right.
You want to help others.
Whitney, stop caring so much about people. Say you hate me right now, Whitney. Say it.
And, I can't.
You can become resentful because of all the help
Sarah, hold
you
on.
People.
Lucas, stop that. That is inappropriate. Yeah. You will never do that again.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Go nibble.
Anyway.
You
may become upset because
oh my god.
You try to help people too
hold
much.
On.
What?
Well, either Lucas or Whitney just kicked the computer.
Oh, frick.
And we just lost the entire episode. So, congratulations, people watching live. You've heard an hour of unaired stuff.
We just lost the whole episode.
Yeah, because it was recorded and my computer just shut off. Someone did. I think the power's over here, so I'm going to guess that Lucas probably did it.
Turn off?
No, it didn't.
No. No, I mean power.
Yeah, the soundboard shut off for a while, and that turned off.
Oh. Well, the power board is back on.
Well, yeah, because apparently you kicked it back on.
Kicked it off and kicked it back on at the same time.
Apparently. Or maybe you only pushed it down halfway. But either way, if we still, yeah, it happens. But it's still broadcasting.
Yep.
It's okay. We can get the audio off of there. It'll be a little worse quality. But,
okay.
Congratulations. Well, now we're off the air, so let's just hold on a little bit.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, but you got to watch out for that power strip down there, people.
Sorry.
Because we lose the entire show if that happens.
Wow.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think it was you, Whitney.
Have been Whitney. It had to have been Lucas. Because there's no way that anyone's foot besides Lucas's could reach over there. We still have listeners? Do we still have viewers?
Oh, yeah, we still have quite a few viewers. We got a whole bunch.
Well, good.
How many?
I'm not going to share that
name.
Number.
List them all by name.
Hey, look, everybody just heard my computer slide back on.
This
everybody
is so
knows
fun.
I'm recording via Windows. If this was a Mac, it wouldn't have done that. No, I'm lying.
What? Mac would be a power too.
No.
Although if it was a laptop, we wouldn't have to worry about it.
Really?
Well, yeah, because they have batteries.
Yeah, my laptop's just fine.
That's true.
Can I keep talking, or do you want me to just wait?
Well, mm-hmm. I would rather have it in crisp digital quality, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I just want to keep talking about Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Your
right.
Astrology...
Well, hold on. It's really boring without the music in the background.
Why?
Because it just is.
I believe that,
I believe I can fly.
I don't know.
It kind of sounded like... you to me a little bit. Your numerology did. Your astrology sign doesn't really sound like you at all to me.
Really?
It says that you're a very open, friendly person. You're really invested in your friends around you. You like to take care of people. You do more than your fair share of work. Sometimes you can get upset because nobody treats you as nicely as you treat everybody else.
That sure.
You're a creative person. You like to be around people that are creative. It's all very vague because that's the whole purpose of it is to be extremely vague so that it can apply to a lot of people.
True.
But yeah, your sign is Scorpio, and it's
hey, if anybody's listening right now that's techie, send me an email, theshow@duo.com, DEWOH.com, and tell me how to recover temporary files while using Audacity, because there's got to be a way, but since it's a kind of a free program, it doesn't do it for you automatically. So if there's someone out there listening right now that
love us.
That knows how to do that. It'd be great if you could.
We'll dance for you.
Ooh, yeah, we will.
Yeah, it'd be pretty wonderful because they have actually saved it. Saves it too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem. We need some of that happy, like, Everybody Loves Raymond, like segment music where it goes, and then we start the show back up or something. Because that would be great. Sadly. That would be bad. Okay, Audacity. Let's see here.
This is really boring.
Nyquist. There's a whole bunch of weird stuff. Oh, well, I'll just try to find it later.
Okay.
We're back and we're recording again. So,
okay.
Hold on, let me start the music back up. All right, everybody watch out for that power strip now.
Don't
or mainly
move
me.
Your feet.
All right, we're in the middle of Whitney's stuff.
All right.
Let's get back to it.
Whitney is a Scorpio. Yeah. Woohoo. Your life pursuit is to survive against all opposition, and your secret desire is to triumph. Your reputation is as the most powerful sign of the zodiac.
Yes.
Scorpios lead fate-filled lives and have intense and dramatic personal relationships. Even as children, you're found to be wise beyond your years. You often have difficulty finding what you need to develop your own happiness. Passion, desire, and power go hand in hand for Scorpios. Your biggest challenge and test in life is choosing between the power of love and the power of power. Blah, blah, blah. You have extraordinary emotional depth. You're extremely sensitive to those around you. You are very faithful in your romantic endeavors.
Sounds exactly like Whitney.
But, yep. but it says that sometimes you can keep your innermost feelings a secret from even those around you. Your eyes often glaze with feelings that words can never express. Sometimes you often wear a mask around those around you, and you say no too often when you really mean yes. It says, but you are far less likely to ever forget anyone that you ever have deep romantic feelings for. Let's see, blah, blah, blah. You operate on three levels of soul involvement, and there's three different types of Scorpios, apparently. The first level is that of the least evolved, and you're most drawn towards using your powers in the wrong way. The second level is the high-flying, entrepreneurial, successful Scorpio who seems to be able to rise above adversity and transform bad times into good. And the highest expression are the Scorpios that are detached and extremely powerful, wise beyond their years, and leaders and inspiration to others. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So apparently you're super powerful and you should use your power for good and not for evil.
For real. I should.
What secret superhero powers do you have? I want to know.
Hey, Colby, if you're still listening, I just turned the phone system on. You can call now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, Lucas. I'll read his next.
My superpowers, I can burn people with my eyes.
All right.
Yeah.
You can.
That's amazing.
That's an awesome superpower.
All right. Lucas's life path is life path 6. It says, your main contribution you make is that of advice, service, and ever-present support. You always assume the responsibility and your obligation.
Hold on. This deserves a laugh track.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, continue.
It says, you willingly carry far more than your fair share of the load and are always there when needed. You're very human and realistic about life. You feel that the most important thing in your life is home, family, and
this
friends.
This is a big crock of poo. Yep. This one right here is completely disproving astrology single-handedly about
this
Lucas.
This is numerology, by the way.
Whatever. Anything, ology, it's disproving it.
All right. Your negative traits. You have a tendency to become overwhelmed by responsibilities and being a slave to others.
Of course.
You tend towards exaggeration, overexpansiveness, and self-righteousness. You like to impose your views on everyone else and meddle in a way that must be a concern to those around you.
Yep.
Let's see.
Exactly like me.
If you reject responsibility, you'll feel very guilty and uneasy and will have damaging effects upon your relationships with others.
Right.
Your soul urge number is 22.
That's one
of the
more
high numbers.
That's actually my girlfriend's favorite number.
All right, it says that you like to use your abilities in a humanitarian undertaking and you have an innate desire to express the significant power you feel in a concrete manner.
Wow.
You might be a builder, engineer, diplomat, etc. Let's see. You have a broad universal outlook and a rather practical and common sense approach to life. You have high intelligence and unusual perception and awareness. Let's see. People respect you and recognize your superior foresight and vision.
That's right.
Your negative traits, let's see. You have a tendency to become very dominating, and you can have a lot of nervous energy that keeps people away from you. Let's
right.
see. If you don't use your energies to the greatest advantage, then they'll be directed in a really negative way that can drive everyone away from you.
Yeah, right.
Your astrology sign is Leo.
Of course.
Your pursuit is to lead the way, and your secret desire is to be a star.
That's right.
Love triumphs over all in this sign. You're ruled by the heart, and you operate from this dimension, too. Let's see, you're charismatic and positive thinking, and you attract a lot of friends and opportunities. You manage to survive life's stormy times with style and good humor. You're committed to a relationship, you're totally devoted and faithful. If your heart or trust is ever broken, you'll never forgive or forget. If a relationship breaks down, then you'll disappear into the sunset without a backward look. For you, when a relationship is over, it really is over for good. No matter what level you've attained, all Leos are trendsetters, leaders, and adventurers. Your weakness is your pride. This is one sign we're saying flattery will get
Shut
you everything
up.
Applies, but warned criticism will slam the relationship door right in your face. So you have to beware of pride. if you want to make your way in love.
You know what's funny is, like, I keep, when I listen to these, think numerology and astrology. Both of them, it's just like, let's take a little bit from the numerology and astrology.
Yeah,
and
mix them together.
I know, seriously.
That would be good.
But mine is better. My astrology is a lot better.
Yeah, well, yours,
like,
is.
Completely. After doing
all this, for the most people, I found that their astrology signs suits them a lot better.
I think astrology.
Here's Seth. I personally think Seth fits him better than anybody else, and I could
buy. Oh my gosh, that'll be good.
But your life path was the same as Whitney. You're very creative. You're very perceptive of everyone around you. If you are not happy, then you retreat from everyone, and you can be moody and crabby. Yeah, all the time.
I cannot.
Seth, we are
your soul urge is the magic number 7.
Is it hot in here? What is the deal? Man, I'm so mad.
Your magic number 7, Seth.
Your magic number 7.
You're right.
All
right. Lucky number 11.
Here are your positive traits.
It's a good movie.
You like to dream and develop idealistic understandings to study, analyze, gain knowledge, and wisdom. You may be too laid back and withdrawn to really succeed in the business world, and you'll be much more comfortable in circumstances that are tolerant of your reserve, analytical approach, and your desire to use your mind rather than your physical being.
Mm-hmm.
Your negative traits. You're timid around people you don't know so much that a casual conversation, social situations can be strained. You tend to repress your emotions to the extent that some people have a difficult time understanding you. You tend to be selective with friends and don't easily adapt to new environments or people quickly. You can become too much to introvert and isolated from others. Your astrology is my favorite, though. You're a Cancer, whose your zodiac sign is really inappropriate.
Okay.
It's just, it's, you know,
it's a big,
it's a 6'9" on the side, and it's supposed to be a crab, but it's 6'9" on the side, and it's awkward. Your life pursuit is constant reassurance and intimacy. Your secret desire is to feel safe.
That's right.
Let's see. All I ever want
is to feel safe.
You're compassionate and caring with your friends, but you could cut them to the bone with your jealous remarks and ever-changing moods. You're endearingly eccentric on one hand, and on the other, insecure about how others see you. Let's see. You go through many changes as you move from different phases in your life. Let's see. You don't like to stand still. You always like to be doing some new activity.
Lies! Hey, where's my pizza? Hey, where's my car? What?
Romance matters more to you than anything else and more than anyone else on the signs. You romance better than anyone else, and no sign takes it so badly when romance turns sour either. I better never break up with you because you might kill me.
Sarah! Help
Why
me.
Are you massaging him?
Lucas, go over there. Freaking me out right now.
Oh, man.
Anyways, basically, you're just romantic, and you bounce back and forth between really laid back and then being really crabby and shutting everyone off.
Lies.
That's about it.
Knife!
What about you?
Oh, mine's not important.
Yeah, yours is
You get
is
to
important.
Read yours.
Oh.
Get that knife away.
But wouldn't it be more fun if I read Jesus's?
I love you.
No, it'd be more fun if you read yours.
Fine.
Yes.
Because you're obviously the one that everybody cares about on the show.
That's
yeah,
right.
Sure, okay.
Oh, and by the way, Kobe, I got your new email. I don't know why it's not working. I apologize. Apparently, we're having much more technical difficulties than I realize.
Oh, that's not really good.
So, but we're getting all your emails. And also, another technical difficulty is I can't send email back. But I'm reading everything you guys said. I promise.
All right. It says material gains aren't very important to me. What a lie. I have a selfless attitude and I like to give up material possessions for the common good.
Bull.
I have extremely compassionate tendencies. My desire to help others, especially troubled or underprivileged, is strong. I frequently find myself being used and let down by others because my generosity is misused and abused.
That's all right, all of it.
I make friends very easily with my magnetic and open personality. My negative sides. Let's see. I have a really demanding nature. It's not uncommon for me to fight the realities and challenges of purposes imposed here because selflessness is not an easy trait. I may have a difficult time believing that giving and a lack of personal ambition can be satisfying.
Uh-huh.
All right. My soul urge says that I'm very sympathetic, extremely concerned, and devoted. I tend to be sensitive to others, and I'm always tactful and diplomatic. I'm rather emotional, but I can also be persuasive in a quiet way. I'm never forceful. I make close friendships, and I'm very affectionate and loving. My negative traits, let's see, I may be oversensitive, and I may get too easily hurt. I may be too timid or feel fearful for my own good.
Full.
Yeah. My sign is a lot better. I'm a Taurus. My life
like
pursuit.
Four bull.
My
that
life,
she's
no,
a big
look,
fat bull.
My life pursuit is emotional and financial security, and my desire is to have a secure, happy, wealthy life, which is about the truth.
That probably is true, actually.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. I have a calm, cool exterior. I have a well-earned reputation for being a socializer. I let others get close, but only so close as I want them to be. I'm really stubborn. I won't budge once I get an idea in my head. That's about true.
Yep.
My feelings, fears, and desires often run far deeper than anyone knows. Sometimes I may appear as snobby because I think I know more than everyone else around me. Let's see. I can switch off from the world around me very effectively and hide in my own little world like I do when I read books. Let's see. I like to feel good no matter what I do. I don't like to do things if they aren't going to be fun and I'm not going to actually enjoy them.
That's really true.
I hate to be put in jeopardy of any kind. I strive to create tomorrow in advance rather than leave it to fate.
Jeopardy!
In love, I'm regarded as an extremely sensual being. I deal well with the personal, physical senses and consequently all the pleasures associated with them. My one downfall is that I can be extremely materialistic and get too wrapped up in, you know, buying things that I don't have money.
That's probably true.
So that's about it.
Like, you know, the time you went in the hole.
What?
Yeah, that happens a lot, actually.
Oh.
Okay, that's about it. I like astrology a lot better than numerology, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, I think the astrology is a little more closer to everybody, like you said.
Yeah.
The numerology thing freaks me out because I'm always thinking about Scientology, and then I start thinking about Tom Cruise and him jumping on the couch.
No,
and
when I think of Scientology, I think of that one time when I quoted from the Seth and Brian show, Bush declared insane by Scientology Church.
That was funny. I remember that. That was funny. I don't remember what that was, though. What was that? Was that like a clip that from like South Park or something that we played? Or?
No, it was on the news. That's right.
It was actual news.
Oh, that hurt.
Lucas is killing himself with a knife. Yeah. Man, yeah, I really love this broadcasting live thing. Ever since I asked people to email me, I've gotten 5 or 6 by people telling me to email me.
That's cool.
I'm trying to figure out how it's working. I haven't figured it out yet. But I did find a bunch of stuff in the same folder called Weasel. So hopefully Weasel. I'll find it. We'll see what happens. But thanks for all your help, and Colby,
thanks for
the comment. I honestly, Colby, your friend Colby, keeps trying to call, and it's not going through, and everything's open, and everything's working. I have no idea why it's not working. So
keeps trying to call?
Yeah, sorry. I guess, I don't know. Whatever. We got your voicemail. We'll play it later. But anyway, we need to take a break.
All right.
I think we're at an hour and 12 minutes right now. I think we crashed pretty much exactly an hour. So I think that's where we are. But we're going to come back, and we're maybe going to play the Britney Spears songs, maybe. And we'll also do Lucas's apology.
Yay.
Yeah.
And what else is coming up next? What else? Let me look at my show prep real quick, because that actually didn't crash. reader letters. We got reader letters coming
Woo-hoo.
Up. And the indie music spotlight. That all is coming
Yay.
Up. So,
Yay.
So we'll be right back.
All right.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show.
Yo,
Yay.
Yo.
201-793-SHOW is the phone number, 201-793-7469. Apparently that's not working right now, though, thanks to one of our loyal listeners telling us that. But anyway, and you can also email us, which is working, theshow@duo.com. DEWOH.com. So let's, speaking of our listeners, let's read some of these reader letters real quick.
Woohoo!
The first one is from Chris. It says, I'm ashamed to say, I have never caught the show until now. You guys are better than any morning show I've ever heard on any radio station. You guys use a lot of big words. Sad face. Dude, I'm so gonna turn in if I wake up before 2 p.m. Your newest fan, Chris.
Yeah.
Now, Steven writes in, Lucas, apology not accepted. You can never miss a show ever.
I'm sorry.
Just grovel.
Sorry. I'm not gonna miss that. I'm not gonna miss any more from now on. But if I said that, that'd be a lie.
Okay, can I just say more people need to tune in to watch us because Whitney and I do very sexy erotic dances in the breaks that we take.
That is true, it's sad but true.
Yes, it is very sad.
Who is it sad for?
Sorry.
That's
not because
me.
Of sorry. Sarah, Whitney, you're fine. Sarah, no.
Why?
No.
Because
she's my sister.
He's your brother.
That's like
true.
Watching.
Yeah, it would be okay. Grossness. It's not okay for you two to dance together, but it's okay for Lucas to sit in a room topless.
Yep. Hey, the listeners like it. The Watchers.
I don't know about. I'm sure the listeners love it. Viewers probably.
Shut don't. Up. I'm smart. I just don't show it often.
Or ever.
Ever.
That's right. Okay. Anyway, and then Carolyn writes in. I heard you guys talking about maybe doing a TV segment in the future. Are you guys still planning on doing that, or is that just filler? Love you, Sarah and Whitney. Thanks, Carolyn.
Yeah, thanks for...
She loves us.
Because we're the hottest.
She doesn't love me and Lucas.
Oh. Nope.
You do realize that my name is on the show right there, and they wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me.
And beneath that says, friends, thank God. There's no thank God after your name.
Oh.
No longer my friend. So now you're
am I still your girlfriend? Or am I just your girl?
Depends. We'll talk after the show.
Okay.
All right, anyway, so yes, we are still planning on doing one of those Is it just filler? Everything on the show is just filler. But we are planning on doing a TV segment. I don't
Hell
know.
Hell yeah. Wait, I'm sorry.
We're still working.
Yes, I was just about to say yes. I'm sorry.
We're still working the kinks out of it, so we'll figure it out. But
Can we each get our own TV segment?
It depends.
Like, to each give a brief update?
How about we just all talk about it as a group?
But it'd be more fun if we each got our own
I think it would actually
assignment.
Be more fun if we just all talked about it together. That way we're just not all like... Well, you're talking about Grey's Anatomy or whatever.
I'm not talking about Grey's Anatomy.
You like Grey's Anatomy.
No, I don't.
All right. So, because we're running short on time,
yep.
We're going to do Lucas's apology song first. Because I know that you people listening live really want to hear Lucas's apology
That's
song.
That's right.
Now, let me do the background on this. A couple weeks ago, we had Lucas's birthday party the night before, and Lucas kind of made Sarah pretty mad.
You can go Indeed.
Back and, you can go back and listen to that episode. And what we did is Sarah said that she would forgive Lucas completely if he would write a song or prose for her in apology. So here...
Now, wait, before you play it. Mind you, I am sick.
Right. In other words, he's embarrassed because he sucks so bad at singing.
Yeah, actually I did.
Yeah, but anyway, here's Lucas's apology song. The name of this song is right. Hey There, Sarah. Here it is.
Sarah, what's it like waiting at the mall? I'm 100 feet away, but girl, I'm retarded and didn't wait for you at the arcade where you told me to. I'm such a Jew. Hey there, Sarah, don't you see me? I'm right there, I'm right in front of you in Charlotte Russe. Open your eyes. Look at me, the fat lard across the room. I'm such a child.
Here's the amazing hook.
Oh, it's what I did to you. It's what I did to you. Oh, it's what I did to you. It's what I did to you. Hey there, Sarah, I know that I'm frustrating, but just calm yourself before you explode someday, or pay attention to what you say. I'll have the brains to actually listen, my words now mean poo. Hey there, Sarah, I've got so much left to do. If I do all my chores like I'm supposed to, I would take away my shame. We'd have more fun with each other, we wouldn't argue. Oh, it's what I did to you. It's what I did to you. Oh, it's what I did to you. It's what I did to you. Hey there, Sarah, I'll do what mom and dad want me to. One more year and you'll be out of the house. I'll vacuum up and do the dishes right. And it'll all be because of you, all 'cause of you. Oh, it's what I did to you. It's what I did to you. Oh, it's what I did to you. It's what I did to you. What I did to you.
Right, well, what'd you guys think?
Wow. I just gotta say, I must have a really great younger brother who's willing to embarrass himself like that.
That was...
My favorite part is at the very end where you're like, and maybe we'll get along better with each other. We wouldn't argue. Just because it's just like randomly throw words in that don't rhyme all over the place. It was great.
I absolutely love that. It was hilarious.
It's going on YouTube.
Yes.
You should really, really
yeah,
should.
Yeah, really, you should.
You should make a music video about it.
That would be so much fun. We could have you like walking around Wichita and stuff.
Yeah,
we'll do
pretending
another.
Pretending to play his guitar with only three strings. That would be awesome.
We could retape you looking for Lucas in the mall.
That would be
actually.
That would be great.
Actually, if anything, we're gonna put it on like something that I can get money off of, like
Rever.
Rever.
Yeah.
No one would watch that. Shut up.
It become the new Chocolate Rain.
Right.
Chocolate Rain. Right.
Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate
I love
rain.
How John Mayer did that.
Yes.
That was so amazing.
Chocolate Rain is the bomb. I'm sure everybody in the world has seen Chocolate Rain now.
You
I have. Except for Lucas. He's not cool enough to see it.
I was too busy making my apologies.
Okay. Now, next what we're going to do is we're going to have the indie bands. Man, we're really running low on time. Okay, we've got to kill one of two things. One of these things has got to go. We're going to do the indie band spotlight and push them off until next week. Or we can push the Britney Spears songs off till next week. Which one do you want to push off? Which ones do you guys want to hear more? The indie bands
indie
or
bands.
Britney Spears?
Indie bands.
Okay, we've got one vote for indie bands. Like Sarah, what's your vote?
I'd rather hear Britney Spears.
Okay, we've got one vote for Britney Spears. Whitney?
I really don't care.
No, you got to pick, Whitney. You are the decider. You are the tiebreaker. The entire fate of the show lies on your shoulders.
I hate that.
Which do you think our listeners would rather, hear?
Let's do Britney Spears. I want to hear all of her crazy.
Okay. So,
all right,
people that we chose for the indie spotlight next week, we'll play you next week. We promise we will.
Yes, because we love you.
Yes. It's just we kind of had a lot of long more time because your computer crashed and stuff like that happened.
I'm retarded.
Computer sucks.
Yeah. But anyway, so do you guys want to hear, now, speaking of Britney Spears, do you guys want to hear the songs that didn't make it on her album or the ones that did first?
The ones that didn't.
Okay.
That's what I want to hear.
I think I'm going to play them alternately, okay? Because, Whitney, first of all, what are you doing? Second of all, we can hear it. Third of all, that freaks me out. Fourth of all, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play an old song, one that didn't make it, and then I'm going to play a new song, because that way you can see, I think these are why they didn't make it. It's not because they're not good, because honestly, I think the ones that didn't make it on the album are better than the ones that did. They
it's
sound
true.
Better than the ones that didn't make it onto the album. So,
but they're not Britney Spears' style, I guess.
I
right?
guess. Well, they kind of are. I mean,
yeah.
But they don't fit with the songs that are off of her album. So I'm guessing they got punched up. So I'm gonna play a couple songs that didn't make the album. Here's one called "Got Me High."
Are we ready? Are we ready? Ready?
You guys hear this?
Yes.
Guy?
Are we ready?
This is Britney Spears.
That's me.
Okay.
Come closer, we'll pursue it. If you just let go, we can do it.
Yeah, Whitney, exactly. It's still Britney Spears.
It is.
And I hope that you can take it.
Hook. See, this isn't one of the best unreleased ones. Now, now here's
the
one.
A bitter aftertaste in my mouth.
Yeah. Here's the one that samples "Sweet Dreams" by the Rhythmics.
Put that song in your mouth.
You guys have all heard this song, right?
This is,
oh yeah.
Starting out an awesome 90s song. When I see you instantly, so precocious, assuming that you're into me, so fierce the way you piss me with your energy. My heart's on fire, boy, come on and rescue me.
She's probably holding two babies in her arms right now.
I know, for real. This is that song's dedicated to
K-Fed. Yeah, right. Now, this isn't her single. But this is a song that made it onto the album. This song is called Cold as Ice. Cold as Ice!
Ice!
Or maybe it's Hot as Ice. I don't remember. I think it's Hot as Ice. Maybe that's the title of it. Hot as Ice by Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Not Vanilla Ice.
Which is better
song?
All right, get on with it, Britney.
I know, for real.
She says the F word in this song.
Oh,
dirty.
That makes her crazy. Come on, Britney, jeez, let's go.
I'm just a girl with the ability to drive a man
Look at your faces. Hot as ice.
She just said cold as fire, hot as ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you think heaven must be twice as nice.
Think of that for a second. Think of that for a second. Cold okay. as fire, hot it as down. Ice.
It down. So does that mean her love is lukewarm?
Oh.
Oh. They cancel each other out.
It's clever. That's what it is, Sarah.
What does she sound like?
Alright, hold on. She's gonna say the F words. Look at that. Did you hear that?
Why does she sound like a 12-year-old girl that's high on pixie sticks?
Because she's Britney Spears.
She can't sing. Whoever told her that she could sing seriously has a problem.
I don't know about that. I think about 9 million people told her she could sing on her first album.
Uh-uh. She can't. That girl cannot
she
sing
She sold
at all.
A lot of stuff.
I know she can because there are a lot of people are stupid.
It's ridiculous how much stuff she sold. Now, here's another one. This is a song that didn't get, is not on the album. This song's called Been a While.
I'm singing right now.
Yeah, these are like rap songs, but then they disappoint you.
They're like dance songs. So this one's like a dance song.
Oh, it is. I'll try to dance. I know it's
See, I think this one and the next one I'm going to play are probably the best ones.
Sounds a teensy bit better. Without her voice in it, it sounds a lot better.
Well, she's singing in her deep Britney voice.
That, not the high pitch, high lollipops!
Yeah, see, if she always did the deep voice, it might be tolerable to listen to.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Hook.
Peter Pan.
So there's that. Now here's one that's also not on her new album. This one's called Your. Everybody is dancing. Lena Cucciolo. Sorry, we're all having way too much fun. No one understood that unless you watched the video.
That was amazing.
I seriously, we could have done that forever. I had to push the stop button or we never would have stopped. Leading like a cholo to that song. Never would have stopped. I'm sorry. You got to watch the video. Go watch it.
Yes.
All right, and then here's her new single that apparently she's premiering tomorrow night at the VMAs. This is Gimme More. This was produced by Danger. Or I don't know how he prefers to be referred to as Danger Hands or Danger. I don't know.
What about Danger Danger?
But anyway, he was Timbaland's protege, and apparently now he's broken off because he's good enough. This song definitely has that Timbaland synth feel to it because Danger did a lot of the synths for Timbaland, but is definitely missing that Timbaland beat. Yeah. And you'll know what I mean as soon as you hear it. But this is her new single.
Or as I like to say, the Timbaland heat.
This is her new single, Gimme More. Here's Britney Spears.
Sorry, that was a bad joke.
So you can tell it's got that Timbaland synth.
Yeah.
She's dancing to this tomorrow night at the VMAs. She's opening it with this song. Every time they turn the lights down, this is the song that's supposed to sell her record. That it comes out on November 13th. She's gonna sell millions of records.
It
could be.
I think. You know what would really just be the cream of the crop at the VMAs? Is while she's dancing, her wig would fall off.
That would be amazing.
Or like, she started making out with Nicole Kidman again.
Ew.
Oh, here's her. Here's the hook.
There's like a frog in the background.
I know exactly what you mean, because the beat's just like ch ch.
Well, yeah, because like it's Well, it's got that doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo in the background too, but like, because Danger did the synths, Timbaland did the beat for this song.
Right.
I mean, that's better. I mean, it's got a great synth, but you know, it's not. And like, Timbaland did the beat for this song. So you know that he's much better at what he does than I mean Danger's great.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Obviously he learned from pretty much the best hip hop producer ever.
Mm-hmm.
But
you bow down at your feet.
But like, I mean, this is another Timbaland beat.
Edwin's singing.
It's kind of hard to listen to this song now because I think it's funny, but because I play it so much when Sarah walks into the room. Sarah walks into the room. So, you know, that's that. But those are the new Britney Spears songs.
Here's the thing. It's like, I think with all Britney's music, everyone buys it because it's like, there's this little potential that it'll be good, and then you buy it, and then you just, you listen to it, and it's just more and more the Britney flavor.
Well,
and
I personally think her biggest mistake was because I'm a huge Timbaland fan, okay? Right, everybody that knows me knows that.
Yep.
Justin Timberlake, who is the ex of Britney, he wrote a song specifically for Britney's new album with Timbaland. And Britney said, I don't want to do it. My album is good enough already.
Who would turn down Justin Timberlake
because,
and Timbaland?
Okay,
who would do that in
the
right mind?
The reason why is because she regrets so much
her
for
wig
breaking
was on
up
too
with
tight.
Him.
I mean, well, seriously, think about this. Okay, 50 Cent has had 4 or 5 singles come out of his new album that comes out on Tuesday.
Right.
Because he was going to originally release it a while ago, but it was going to release Tuesday in the UK. And so everybody was mad at America because we get it like 4 months early. And so 50 Cent's like, okay, we'll push it off and we'll wait so everybody can get it the same day. He did it because he's nice. But they still released the singles like they were supposed to.
Right.
None of the singles broke the top 20. None of them. Until the Justin Timberlake, 50 Cent Timberland collaboration, AO Technology, came out. And it's now in the top 20. It's moving up.
Right.
So it'll probably be in the top 10 shortly. And the thing is that this is the song that everybody was worried about because it's too dirty to be on the album. The 50 Cent, this song is too dirty for 50
Cent.
What's
funny is that they raised that huge commotion about Amusement Park.
Yeah, and see, the thing is that Amusement Park didn't make it very high up on the charts. And this is from a commercial point of view, the worst song to make a single because it's so dirty. And this is the best-selling single 50 Cent has because, I guarantee you, of Justin Timberlake and Timbaland. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you it is. I mean, that's just the way it is. Because, I mean, 50 Cent has, you know, the old songs that were produced by Dre and Eminem, you know.
Which were really good.
Yeah, which were good.
Well, what's funny to me, I find hilarious, is how they're raising such commotion about Amusement Park, but I just think Candy Shop was just as dirty, and so is Lil Bit.
Yeah.
Give me a break. It's not any different. That's how 50 Cent is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, every single one of 50 Cent's.
They're
song.
All inappropriate, but yet everybody loves it. So it's just like, why?
Take to the Candy Shop. Show you something.
Yeah, show you something.
Show you
that's
something.
How the song goes.
I'm going to take you to the candy shop.
I'm going
to
show you something.
Well, you all started looking at me.
Some
that's
because
you were singing candy
drops.
Shop. Who wouldn't look at you? All right, well, anyway. That's all we've got for the show today. That's not true. We've got lots more, but we need to end it because it's been like an hour and a half. And
nice.
Everybody watching is like, end. Now.
End already.
End already, please, God.
Darn you. Right, darn
so anyway,
you all.
So, once again, sorry about the beginning of the show. We had to get the audio from the live stream version, so it's not going to be very good quality, but that's because Lucas kicked the thing. And it happens. Matthew did that before. At least the thing is that this time we had a backup.
Yes.
We did our first episode of Southern Brian Show back in September of last year.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It never got released. You know why? Because I left it without exporting it. Because I go, who's going to touch my computer? No one. Matthew kicked the power cord out of the wall when me and Brian were gone and completely deleted the first episode of Seth and Brian Show.
Oh, my word.
So wow. I was pretty mad. But it's okay, Lucas. Everybody does it.
Was it a good episode?
Probably not.
Okay.
But it's the principle, Whitney. It's the principle.
I understand.
All right. So anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Yep.
Oh.
We will see you guys all next week. We'll be back with a new episode. Same time, same channel, same bat place, same bat time.
Same shirt off.
No. Lucas will be wearing a two-piece next week.
Ooh.
Oh. Yes.
All right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.